What's up, man? It's your boy Rock.
It's your boy Smoke.
And it's Ted.
And this is Off the Rock, man. We back. We kicking it live in effect again. We on episode 5, I believe. Man, it's been 5 weeks. We getting this thing done. And everybody vibing with us. I don't know if y'all been watching it on like Facebook, y'all, but we've been reaching like thousands of people in these past couple weeks. And I appreciate every single one of y'all. You know what I'm saying? How y'all feel about that?
We love y'all.
Well, it's lit on the podcast.
Much love everywhere, coming from everywhere. And we also sending out our thoughts, love, and prayers out to Nashville. They was rocked by a vicious tornado last night. There were 25 casualties. I also read somewhere where there were 77 children that also was impacted too. And I just want to, you know, send our thoughts and prayers to the communities, all of them that were affected. I got some friends over there and some family over there. I got a big, like, close, like, almost a sister of mine. Ivy, she a huge supporter of the podcast. You know, I'm happy that, you know, God spared her and others around her, too. Y'all, did y'all even see anything? Y'all seen that tornado stuff, man?
Yeah, I seen on the news. I seen, like pictures.
Oh yeah, they said it kind of similar. It was kind of similar to the one that rocked them in the '80s over in Nashville. It was a huge monster that went through there. But like we said, we send all our thoughts and prayers, man. But other than, you know, that downfall there, like what y'all getting into this weekend? I know me and Smoke kicked it this weekend.
Yeah, just keep bringing that up. All right.
I mean, you should have came.
Oh, we invited you. I was tired. I went to the parade and it was over with.
What? You must. Oh, so you was down at the Trinity Garden parade where it all goes down.
Oh, yeah. You didn't get out of traffic till like 2 hours later.
And
oh, yeah,
see, fast. Look, the fact was this was the first time going.
Uh huh.
So I wasn't, you know, ready for what was about to happen.
Oh my God.
So when you was like, yeah, come to the game, I'm like, yeah. Like I went home and took a big boy nap.
Facts.
It was over after that.
I don't blame you. I was going to go down to the parade, but when I woke up, my body was like, nah, bruh, you done been through too much this week. You just need to hang out. But the one thing that I had to do is we had to go out there and check out that Troy versus South Alabama game. The battle of the basketball belt out what? There, boy. Me and Smoke showed out out that thing, boy.
Man, this man Rock had me on the float.
On the float.
How? On the float, boy.
So you just VIP like that?
I'm just VIP. It? Bro, let me tell you,
look,
man.
Next game is on you, then. I need to be in the press box.
Let me tell you. Somehow I ain't giving out my sources. Shout out to my sources or whatever. But, like, bro. We was almost courtside, like two rows from courtside, watching homeboy. If you watch the Instagram, you'll see what we were sitting at.
Ooh.
But also,
yeah, y'all were pretty low on that.
Also, I got a chance to rock out with the Pep Band on the drum set. I got a chance to play a couple songs with the Pep Band.
How in the
world?
He hard like that.
I guess he just hard. Like he just go and play when you want to play. Like,
yeah, it was women behind the smoke that was like, oh, this dude must be somebody. They would talk about me all behind his back. He wouldn't even pay no attention.
True. I'd be like, yeah, that's my boy.
You know it.
If you want to meet him, you got to meet me. Let me get the numbers, you know?
They from Troy, too, so shit.
Oh, yeah. They saw
a lingo.
You know me? You off the rock.
Thanks.
You tripping. Thanks. You should use that.
But it was a good game. We're going to dive deep more into that game, though, later on. But shout out to the Jaguar Pep Band, man, for letting me get on there, rock a couple tunes with y'all, man. You know, they were getting down. They were live in effect, making the crowd feel unwelcome out there.
Okay.
Facts. But before you know what we do at the beginning of this part, I got to tell y'all about what happened.
Oh my God.
Special on my weekend.
There you go, bro.
All right, bro. So I don't know if y'all been to a grocery store. It's a grocery store. Down here in Mobile. I know they got them in various different areas, so I don't know off the top of my head. But Dollar General.
Oh, okay, Lord. So
like I told y'all, bro, I am a vendor. And I be in these stores putting out the products that I represent, you know. And so I was at the coolers or whatever up front. I was doing the coolers, minding my own business. I'm jamming out to some like Jay-Z or whatever. And then someone was like, bro, pay attention. So I'm paying attention. And it was these two couples that don't look like me that decided to get up there. And they was checking out or whatever. And, you know, I don't know if y'all notice when y'all be at Dollar General, they ask because Dollar General also give proceeds to literacy funds. So I'm up there, you know, just listening, you know, whatever. And they was like, the dude told him the total. And he was like, hey, y'all, do y'all want to donate to the literacy fund? Now, anybody who is anybody, if you don't want to do something, you just say no. Just say no. You know what I'm saying? Just say no. But no,
these
people decided to go deep and in detail. And they was just like, I put my son and my daughter through Alabama and other various colleges, and they're well-rounded and gifted. So that's my donation to the literacy of America. And also, and then his wife decided to chime in and have his back. And she was just like, well, you know, some of those people, you give the money to them, and they don't even go to class. They skip and all of that stuff. And then they had the audacity, because, you know, when broke people don't have something, the one thing that all broke people always have is the audacity. So they had the audacity to look at me dead in all four of my eyes in the crevices of my pupil and ask me, you know how to read? Oh. On my soul.
Bro, I felt disrespected for you.
And you know what I told him? Hell no, I don't know how to read. I don't know how to read a damn thing.
I would have started swinging.
I just got here, and you know, I said I don't know how to read nothing.
Giving away job.
But the kicker. Yeah, if you ain't got a dollar, you ain't got a dollar. but the kicker though, it wasn't even about the dollar though, Frankie. The kicker, bro. I asked the dude, I said, bro, what was the total? He said, you won't even believe it. And he said, it was $3.99.
Man, you playing, bro.
Oh, my soul.
Tell me what, Dollar General, I'm finna go up there.
What? Oh, my soul. I understand if you ain't got a dollar, but you told me you ain't got a penny? You can't donate a penny to the literacy fund? Bro, and you said you put your sons and
yeah, they broke now. That's what it is. What?
Yeah, they probably still paying for all 30 of them national championships.
They trying to keep pennies and all. They need everything back.
Them rings expensive.
Exactly. But remember what I said. If they ain't got no money, broke people ain't got money. They got one thing. You know what that one thing is? The audacity. The audacity.
Should have hit it with the famous line.
This is what the pod should be called.
The audacity. Oh, yeah.
They should have definitely hit it with the.
We got it all night in the beginning, baby.
Yeah, I can.
That took 9 minutes today.
What?
I'll do it the next time. I got you.
Oh, snap.
Knowing you ain't going to do it, but you just got to say something good.
Yeah, facts. Well, at least we know the state of their pockets, but now we need to jump into the state of the program, baby. The state of the program is brought to you by Big Head Chuck's Barbecue. Good games are hard to find, and so is good barbecue. Big Head Barbecue has the best barbecue you can get. They do parties, sweet 16s, and even dirty 30s. You have an occasion, they got the grills blazing. Hit them up on Facebook at Big Heads Barbecue, and you can call them at 251-379-0094. That's 251-379-0094. So what's been going on down in y'all neighborhoods and towns? Or y'all want me to kick it off with what's been going down in my neighborhood and town?
You tell us.
Week two of spring training started.
Well, I mean, I guess I can go and hop into some of me and Smoke can hop into the state of both programs. And that was that South Alabama and that Troy basketball game. It was a good game if you was in red, white, and blue. Because, sure. Like, man, check it.
So how bad was it?
Well, the men's won. The game, you know, South Alabama won. It was 78-63. But the thing is, South Alabama led like wire to wire. And when we got the ball off the tip, we came down there and busted three like straight up. They couldn't do nothing about it. And then they came, before you knew it, if you blinked twice, we was up by 9. Like it was 9-0.
Bruh.
And the reason why is because I think Troy must, you know how the clock's supposed to spring forward in like 2 weeks or whatever? Mm-hmm. Well, they still two clocks behind because they in Christmas right now because they kept giving the ball away. It was like Friendsgiving all over again. It was like, you want to score? We don't want to score. Like, you want to score? We really don't want to score.
So what made it even worse was like they weren't even playing like the post.
They really were.
Well, you know, nobody don't like to play the post now. Everybody think they, you know, they shooters.
They was doing like some man switch zone thing. But the thing is, like South Alabama, the four was hot.
2-3. We in college. Who ran a 2-3?
They ran a 2-3 zone.
Yeah, they did. And what happened was Riley had one of the forwards hiding behind the center. Well, he was really like behind the center. He would pop out in the corner for a 3-point shot. But see, the center for them reacted late every time. I don't know how. But when that play ended up, it always ended up with a guy free in the corner. And they ran the same play, the same set like 6 times.
You telling me Troy ran a 2-3?
But let me tell you.
Both teams ran a 2-3.
Let me tell you the most important stat, though. The most important stat was by the third quarter, South Alabama was shooting over 60% from the 3-point line.
Oh, well, then that's why they won right there.
But if you giving up, they was giving the ball away for open 3-point shots, and then South Alabama was getting more opportunities. But see, the thing about Troy was jacking up the threes, but they died by the threes because nobody was making them. And nobody, God bless Gordon Soul, he was trying to keep him in the game, but he was shooting up brick. He was building, he just built South Alabama Stadium that night because he was shooting so many bricks.
It sounds like a James Harden story.
So many bricks. Oh, yeah. It's a sequel to the James Harden story because he ain't anybody on that level just yet.
This is what really should have happened that game.
Yeah.
They have no big man at all. No. South at all. Like, if they would have just passed it to 35, this man looked like he by Shaq.
Hey, yeah.
Like, literally.
Well, you know, everybody's shooting now. Don't nobody. But you, it makes you be 7 feet.
But if they shoot, him being that tall, if he would just box high and get the rebound. The thing is, by the third quarter also, going into the fourth, Troy had more turnovers than they had rebounds.
That too.
Dang.
They had more turnovers than they had rebounds. South Alabama was winning on the boards, and that's the reason why they won the game.
And the most epic part of the game, if the dude would have finished the dunk.
Oh, my God. If he would have finished that dunk, homeboy would have died. His soul would still be on the court right now. They would have had to bury him under there.
What did he do?
Well, see, he decided to be Macho Man and take a charge.
Oh, no.
And played himself. If homeboy would have dunked that thing, we would have left. I just would have left. I would have left.
What?
I would have left. I was like, bro, that's it, bro. I can't stay for no more.
That too.
But also, man, shout out to this couple. A couple also got married at the game.
Aww.
Yeah, a couple got married at the game.
Where was you at? Oh, he's on some what?
He was
what?
Too busy digging into that big old bag of M&Ms that he had.
True.
You always eat.
Dude, like, it was M&Ms.
Facts. Oh, all right, and we shooting this pod here on Tuesday night. Tuesday is also senior night for South Alabama tonight. They played Texas State tonight. They won. So now South Alabama basketball team will be the 2 seed going into the the Sun Belt tournament. I was about to say SEC. I'm so locked into that right now. But the Sun Belt tournament. And
okay.
They also get a bye. So they put themselves in prime position to be ready to make an actual run in the Sun Belt this year. Shout out to Riley. Getting the team together. Burn the boats.
You think they can make it, though?
Yeah, I actually think so. I really like the South Alabama team on basketball.
I mean, it's better than the, you know, football.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, 2-9, flip that around, you get the basketball team. But hey, that's not the hill there.
I
but
mean, at least somebody winning.
All right, it was senior night, but South Alabama also on senior night picked up a 6'6 point guard out of the 2021 commit class. His name is Alex Anderson. He hails from Memphis, Tennessee. Man, that if it's one thing that kid can do, he can go up and get a bucket. Like, he can go get a bucket. He can find and create a shot. He loves to drive the lane. He also has a shot. So, for the people that they lost during the senior class, they re-upping and reloading. So, Riley is making sure he stay on the re-up, the up and up, and the reload for these guys. Also, man, in the mini three, I won't call it the big three, but the mini three for us, the schedules got released. Y'all check out the schedules?
Yeah, oh, you boy. Know. Y'all got some L's on there.
I don't know what y'all thinking, but
y'all got some L's on there.
You feel me? I got like about 6 or 7 good dubs. You feel me? I'm feeling
so
it.
So since you feeling these dubs, what's going on over there, Troy?
Nothing. Man, Troy, we started week 2 of spring training, you feel me? And we got 3 transfers from last year that's eligible this year to play. So we definitely finna get it on. And then we got a freshman All-American safety that's coming back. And we got an All-Sun Belt tackle that's a defensive tackle that's coming back.
That's gonna be nice. For y'all, you know, making sure that y'all balance the one
thing.
So
these dubs.
True.
All
of them. Like, not all of them, but I'll say like about a good 6 or 7.
So you think y'all gonna be Tennessee, is what you saying, in your dub?
Who is Tennessee?
I was just about to say that. You had all the people you picked was Tennessee.
Put some respect on Tennessee's name. They turned it around the end of the season. You got to put some respect on
the end of the season. Come
on, that's when it counts. They messed around.
Everybody knows Tennessee sucks.
Yeah, pretty much.
They ain't that bad. They got a dub. They won an SEC game. They won I told myself I wouldn't call them Arkansas until they won an SEC game. So Arkansas.
My thing is, it's still Tennessee. Nobody cares.
This reminds me of when
Tennessee people don't even care anymore.
You remember when Troy went to Death Valley and beat LSU? Well, this is Tennessee. So maybe they can pull this off.
Not.
Tennessee is terrible. That's what the T stands for.
But y'all also got to play at Tennessee, though. And playing
Name was almost beat them at Tennessee? Was none that y'all? Or who that was that went and played and they was winning?
They got stomped at. They came
at the last minute. Yeah, they came back, but still.
All I'm going to say is if we can beat LSU, we can beat Tennessee.
But y'all ain't got that same
that
team.
I don't care.
If y'all would have did this, like, if y'all was having this game like 2 months ago, they probably put up 82 on y'all.
Let's be real. All right, so you saying how many games you think Troy can win on this schedule?
Lock it in.
I'm locking in 6. At 6.
You're locking it in at 6. So which 6?
Pine Bluff.
I don't even know who they is, but we calling them Arkansas too, just because they bluffing.
Wow.
You missed.
Yeah, y'all better win that.
North Carolina State.
That's an L.
No, that's a dub.
That's a hot L,
that's
bro.
That's a dub.
They coming out of the all Clemson conference, but they the only team that be giving Clemson a run for their money.
I said North Carolina State.
NC State.
They is not that good to me.
You better put some respect.
Bro,
you need to go watch some more film.
I'm not putting no respect on them till they can beat a better team, you feel me?
All right, so what's your next dub?
I'm looking right at you,
bro.
Too.
No.
I'm looking
We might be in the projects, but we coming out of the projects.
I'm looking dead at you.
Well, look, we're going to look dead at you, but with the belt in our hand, and we're going to say, you know what we're going to say? Put the running time on the penny hand, or whatever homeboy said. Do a pooty tang.
The intercontinental belt is not no real belt.
It is a belt. It's called the pooty tang belt.
He's just making up stuff now, dude. Like,
and to me, it's the pooty tang belt, bro.
That's when you know it's bad. When you gotta start making up stuff to win. That's when you know y'all team bad.
I mean,
whatever.
I'm just saying though, like,
put some respect on South Alabama name.
So you saying 6?
Yeah.
I got
he also saying they gonna beat App State is what he's saying.
No, we not beating App State.
So what about Georgia Southern though?
That's an L.
Okay, yeah. See, okay,
but so I would. I don't know. I think Troy got a better fight against Georgia Southern than they do against Coastal Carolina.
True that.
Because Coastal Carolina, I don't know what they got in the water over there with them chickens. I don't know. That's an ugly name that they got.
Yeah, true.
Coastal won like a good 7-7.
Yeah, Coastal, they pretty good.
Yeah. So I'll take
but
that.
But their mascot looked like the one that was in that Peter Griffin fight. The chicken that was in that Peter Griffin fight. So yeah, you don't want to mess with them because Peter and them will throw some good old hands
and still are to this day.
To this day.
So you got 6.
Yeah, I got 6.
All right, what you got, Rob?
For Troy?
What you think?
I hope they lose every one of them.
I mean, well, duh. We know you hope it was
trash. I hope they lose every single one. All right. Realistically, looking at this schedule, I say Troy will make a bowl. So, yeah, I'm side with him. They'll make a bowl. They won't be South, but instead of not beating South, they're going to beat Georgia Southern.
I don't think they're gonna beat Georgia Southern
because they ain't at home.
They Georgia at Southern South. With that that if they still doing what they did last couple of that option,
yeah,
and the pistol,
yeah,
it was mean. Mm. I don't know though. They. Yeah, I can't.
No, and Troy, they might mess around and lose the Arkansas Pine Bluffs. So I don't know, baby.
Bro, you don't know who is Arkansas Pine
Bluff? I've heard of them. I've heard of them. But other than that, I can't say nothing.
They
are. That should be an easy dub, though.
They are deep in the SWAC or MEAC.
They ain't SWAC.
They MEAC.
But I know who's going to be deep in something. Pause. I hope that's UAB being deep in a championship run, bro.
Yeah, we got
you. So what's going on campus over there?
So, boom. This schedule, though, yeah, you know, we're gonna have another good season. Like, I'm just gonna have to top it again. Like,
that's I don't all know, I can bro. Say. I see some problems on this
Where?
Schedule for y'all.
What is a conference?
Well, University of Miami. I don't know. See, Miami. I mean, yeah, hey, I mean, no. Wait. Migo Manny down there, and him, and. Whatever they got going on of it, Miami is garbage.
I mean, look, they suck. But other than them, though.
They ain't the same. They ain't the old one Miami.
I'll say, well, of course. Yeah. I mean, I'll say Southern Miss might give us, you know, something. But other than that, it's a cakewalk. Well, except I'll say probably Louisiana
State.
Put
some respect on my name, man.
Who?
But the project, I mean, we might be the project squad right now. But I'm telling you something. LeBron's coming up. We're coming up.
I looked all past y'all, like I was saying. Next week. All
right.
The week before, yeah.
You had that same energy come September 26th.
Come on, bro. Like, be for real. You really think y'all going to beat us?
Yes, I think we
can. Not because of the pod. Like, be real.
Look, I got faith in my squad. Don't you put me on the spot like this.
Okay, yeah.
Well, hold on.
He just told the truth, though. You heard?
No, I got faith in my squad. You know? I got faith in my squad.
Everybody got faith
squad.
In them. That's dealing with them.
Squad.
Yeah. That's about it.
Squad.
I mean, other than them squad. Two, I don't really see no competition.
Because we got Ann Neal in the second week. Y'all play Old Dominion?
Yeah, they booty.
Like, gone. I think all three of us could beat them.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Rice.
We got Rice.
OD. UTSA might be a fight.
Not.
No.
Really, honestly, the only team that y'all got to play.
You can put that on your Twitter, Facebook, and ask anybody who is that team. They ain't going to better name.
The only two teams, and one of them ain't even on the schedule. The only two teams that I'm really worried about with UAB is New Mexico State and Florida Atlantic University. Because you already know they're going to be meeting y'all at the championship round.
Not Florida.
You got to be able to get over
the hump. New Mexico trash.
Bruh, they only made one bowl
game. Florida Atlantic
got
hype behind them. That's why I can say that.
I could also say that about UAB, though. Like, they didn't have a bowl game 2 years ago. They made a bowl. They made two bowls.
Yeah,
my bad.
You know, give us respect.
I got to put some
respect
on
with
your,
the
on
K
your
at
game.
The end. Respect.
Whatever.
Respect.
Whatever.
So I'm a win. You know.
Also, some stuff that's going down to Birmingham because I've been kind of creeping on the Twitter page or whatever. For coaches who listen to the podcast, Birmingham is having a coaching class over there at UAB. It's going to be. On March 11th through 12th, it's $60 a person and $300 for a group of six or more. So if y'all want to go over there and learn some lessons from a coach who's been putting UAB back to back on the spotlight for a little while, y'all can go learn how to be average.
Wow. The disrespect.
Yep. Another thing.
He just disrespecting us today.
What?
Like,
I don't like it. Like, average?
Hey,
y'all are average.
Who is y'all?
You too.
Hey, man, you can't just come up in football in the next, like, the last 3 years and just think y'all just the hottest thing since Greece.
I don't
Greece.
Care if it was two
with
days.
This toilet paper schedule you got.
I don't care if it was 2 days.
Bruh.
It's better than y'all.
Whatever.
Bruh, no, just go ahead.
You the last person to be talking
just go
over
ahead,
here.
Go ahead.
He lucky because he got a fan base. You, on the other hand, I don't hear nothing from you.
What hey,
you
man. Mean? Hey, Troy got some. Mean? They got some wildy fan base. When we was at the basketball game, they were turning up the swag and surfing, and they were saying, "We are Troy." You
and losing.
I just wanted the girls that was behind us.
Man.
What? I don't want to roast them because they might be listening to the pod. We need all the supporters right now.
Yeah,
so
don't do it.
Maybe if we get like 8 pods in, we might revisit this topic.
Okay,
we
can.
Maybe.
Well, let's just keep on rocking and rolling. I believe like that's pretty much it for the programs, man. So we're just going to keep on rocking and rolling. We're going to go to Rocking Around the League. And Rocking Around the League is brought to you by Hindenburg Pressure Washing. Man, your business looking down? Your home lost its spark? Man, hit up our friends at Hindenburg Pressure Washing. Let them give your place the facelift it needs. Let them pull up so other customers can pop up. Taz, hit them with the number.
All right, that number is 251-406-5875. Once again, 251-406-5875.
Man, hit up our friends at Hindenburg Pressure Washing. So, XFL's been out for a little while now. About 4 weeks. And the one thing I noticed about the XFL, man, they've really been doing this thing. They've really been turning it up. When I looked at some of the statistics and analytics on the XFL, and I noticed that out of all 4 weeks, they haven't dropped below 1 million views. And that is great. So, but it's somebody who's very displeased with the XFL and decided to leave. And that was Quentin Flowers. He decided to leave the Tampa Bay Vipers because of his lack of playing time. I mean, like, I don't know if that was the best move. Do y'all think his career's over now that he left the XFL?
Pretty much.
Yeah, because, like, I ain't going to lie. I used to love watching Quentin Flowers at South Florida.
Yeah, yeah. He was a like, bro,
you're on your last shot right now, and what? Then you dipped.
Yeah. That I honestly, though, looking at his statistics, he was 8 for 15. He also had 100 yards passing and 1 touchdown passing, and then he had 1 touchdown on the ground with 16 attempts. So I can tell, like, lack of play time was maybe could have, if he had more play time, he could have probably did better. But also in one game when he did get some time, the only thing that he threw was an interception. So I don't know if it was lack of him not being able to have that chemistry with the team. Something maybe happened off the field that we don't know about. But I know other NFL teams will be hesitant to take a risk on somebody who bounced out of an XFL. Like, you in the low of the low of the low.
And then you didn't even do anything.
Facts.
So,
that's on film, too.
Where are you supposed to go?
He ain't going
to
back
practice squad,
to the XFL. Yep.
I don't even think nobody going to take no practice squad for that. You didn't do anything to show. I mean, maybe CFL.
I feel like if he had more playing time, like, he would like actually had something to show. But
that's the thing, he don't have nothing to show.
True.
I don't know. That's kind of bad.
Because like he a real electric quarterback. Like,
yeah, literally. He is. He just
maybe he can get. Maybe he need to go back to South Florida, see if he can get with those coaches and maybe get his groove back so he can probably put some more on film. Because some players do that. Like, they have pro days or just, like, you know, for some universities open their facilities for former players who, you know, help them build the brand. So maybe they can help – they can turn around and help him build his brand back.
Sure. Yeah.
And somebody who's been upholding the brand for a very, very, very long time for this team that we're about to talk about is Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan has been upholding the brand for the Spurs for forever. Slim. He's like Father Time, the Morgan Freeman of the basketball world.
He ain't that old. Come on now. Hey, stop disrespecting my Spurs.
If you blink three times, you can't tell the difference.
Wow. Sure. First of all, you can't because he got dreads now.
Anyway, like Father Time. Got a chance to coach the Spurs, man. Got a chance to coach them to a W against the Hornets. So, Tim Duncan getting a chance to showcase his coaching abilities. The fact, my thing is, I was like, well, what happened to Pop? Like, why? How come Pop? And then when I looked it up, all it said was Pop had business basically to attend to.
I'll call him
off
and see
the court,
what
duties he had to do or something.
Pop is Pop, though. Like,
Pop
he ain't gonna tell nobody.
I'll call him and see what's up and
I don't even think Pop really coach. Like, I just think he just show up.
It's like he do all his coaching during the week and then the game day, and it's like, all right, I told y'all what to do. Y'all need to go do it.
They just will on machine, boy.
Like,
I think he's just coaching like late game adjustments. Like, say it's like a close game, he's like, all right. And then like,
or like when they get timeouts, he just go over and he be like, all right, say this, 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 that, and then go back out.
Yeah.
And then he don't say nothing else to the next timeout or or halftime or something, just sit back and chill. Like, y'all know what to do.
Yeah. Just knowing Pop, they probably get in a huddle and everybody just look at each other. And then they just go.
He's like, what are y'all looking at? Go sure. out there and play.
He ain't gonna draw up nothing.
He ain't gonna say nothing, draw up nothing.
Look, we'd have been through this before. I'd have been to the finals 8 times.
I think that's why Tim there. That's all the talking he need right there.
Facts. And that's he's why like, he was able to call.
Tim ain't gonna talk.
He just look at him like, tell him something.
All right.
And Tim said yeah. 5 words and then that'd be it.
I'd be scared of Tim because, you know, Tim practiced MMA off the court and they say he's dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
He really dangerous.
In the blue jeans.
They said that man got them hands.
In blue jeans.
In the blue jeans.
Man. Hey, they said that man got them hands and, like, look.
Roundhouse kick.
Yeah, I ain't messing with them hands. Just like I ain't messing with everybody else's hands right now with this coronavirus going around. Like, some people be playing about this thing. Go wash your hands,
wash
bro.
Wash your hands.
Because that's the biggest, like, look, some of y'all,
and,
you
and
know,
to the people who drank Coronas, it don't have nothing to do with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
but they had to put that on the news because they said, like, a lot of people just stopped. Bro, are you that retarded?
Yeah, come
on.
It
don't have nothing to do with this.
Oh, I bet they'd be scared of the Modelo virus or the Heineken virus or the Budweiser virus. Don't let it be the Budweiser virus light because it'll be the one that bites you when you least expect it.
You're going to do that. Everybody going to start drinking.
Well, the National College Players Association has asked the NCAA for them to participate in March Madness, but without fans. And I think that would make March Madness boring as hell.
I would think that it's no March Madness. Like, how you going to have a March Madness without fans?
There ain't no madness. It ain't no madness.
That's the whole point of it.
Where nobody want to watch it anyway, if there no fans.
I mean, what? You think everybody... I mean, which some people crazy enough, yeah, they'll watch it on TV instead of going. But what's the point?
And you know what it also do? It takes away a strength of a team because they don't have that home field advantage if they fans show up.
You might well just say y'all practicing. Like, who want to go in there and hear each other's feet squeaking and hear the ball?
Tell everybody to wash their hands, wear gloves and masks.
Look, the ref be out of bounds. Why are you screaming? Like, nobody's here.
Oh, my bad. I had my ref voice on because normally it's thousands of people here.
Keep it down.
My wife told me if I said, you got to say it from your chest, Gus. You got to say it from your chest.
Out of bounds.
Tech! That's crazy. Not good enough, Gus. That's,
like, some of this stuff that they saying, I'm like, do y'all think about saying that?
Yeah.
You know, like, practice it and, you know, say it to yourself before you go and put it out in the media. Like,
thanks.
No March Madness without fans.
And I'm thinking, like, the best thing that could happen, like, they could still have the fans, but just give out complimentary Germex to every seat. And there you go. And before you touch me, you got to, you know, wipe down with the Germex.
And that'd go everywhere.
Yeah, Twitter, and they could do it like TSA.
Twitter would be
come through the door, Germex. Come through the door, Germex.
And put Germex in every seat.
Everyone.
Bruh, Twitter would be lit.
Exactly.
Germex and gloves in the seats. They gonna go crazy.
Shoot, Twitter and Facebook.
It'll work.
Instagram, Snapchat.
Man, look.
All of that.
Everybody gonna be talking about it.
What? Yeah. They're gonna be talking about just like everybody in Mobile talking about Williamson because Williamson went up there and won a state title. They won a 4A state title. They put a whooping on Talladega and came home with the trophy, man. Shout out to Williamson, man.
Congrats on that.
Man. Yeah, man. The last time they won a state title was in 2007.
Oh, well,
like 13 years, bro.
You know, it's not bad.
Yep. True.
That's better than other teams. Some teams win one and it'd be 40 and 50 years
1965,
ago.
1965. Four score and 8 years
You thought your granddaddy was lying when he told you that story. And you're like, oh, snap, this for real. Like,
they played old videotape.
Yeah, they played old videotape.
Back in 1963.
I didn't even know that. 2007.
Granddad is still rewinding that tape back.
I swear.
Frankie said, nah, you just old.
Wow.
But also, man, and I know it's Black History Month or whatever, but 7 black teams from the state of Alabama won a state title with black head coaches. Give it up for
we
the culture.
That.
Give it up for the culture, man. I'm gonna need Frankie to add in some hand claps, a round of applause or something.
Yeah,
like
you know.
Right there, yeah. So,
that was a weak whistle, but okay.
I'm gonna move on from it.
Just like that whistle, you need to drop it. And we're going to move on to Rocket or Drop It, baby. This segment is brought to you by Mobile Mugshots, home of the best burgers in town. They also have the best bar and lunch specials from 2 to 6. But wait, if you mention Off the Rock Podcast at the Mobile location and buy 2 entrees, you get free chips and Rotel. What's better than that? Go visit the Mobile Mugshots. Yeah, man. So, and Rocky to Drop It, bro. Like, I got some heat for y'all for this Rocky to Drop It, bro. This is going to probably be the best Rocky to Drop It we had. All we right. Down.
Let's see.
I'm loaded with topics today. So, Arizona and USC had a basketball game this past week. And they were really getting into it. And Arizona player drives the lane and gets that blocking foul going up for a layup. But he hits the dick real hard. Pause. Gotta throw that in there.
Got to.
But anyway, as he's on the ground, the DJ found the opportune moment to play Marvin Sapp.
We fall down and get back up.
That's Donnie McClurkin.
Oh, dang, my bad.
Dang, cuz, yeah. You messed that up.
That is a staple in the black community, bro. I took a hard L for that.
Good catch, cuz I ain't even realized.
Good catch, boy. Good catch. Let that be the chore, man.
That was Donnie McClurkin.
Anyway.
Get back up again.
Bro, you.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, he gets up, and it's time for him to shoot his free throws for the blocking foul, right? So, he shoots, and guess what? He misses. And so, DJ finds the time to play, and I am correct on this one. Okay. Marvin Sapp never would have made it.
So, you jumped ahead. Is what you
did?
Yeah,
I jumped ahead. Okay. I had the top of his. It's all right, bro.
Y'all ain't got to do.
Hey, shout out to Run for sending me that clip, man. For that, because like when we were shooting the last part, he was like, bro, y'all gotta check this out. So he had sent me the clip, and that was like, oh, I gotta put it on the pod, bro.
Got to.
It's like that's a topic that just when it comes to your head, it hits you. Just like the ball hit tight end Mitchell Wilcox during the combine,
got no concussion.
Bro. You ain't lie. That boy said it was a rough day at the office, man. As I was running, after the ball hit me, it was kind of hard to catch the other ones because I couldn't really see.
Yeah,
he was
confused. Probably with Dave.
What, bro?
I've seen that before. Like, live. They used to have a camp here. He was defense coordinator, Camp Savage.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I ever seen a gauntlet. And had all the starting quarterbacks. And it's like, all right, we're going to do the gauntlet. I'm like, man, what's going on?
Yeah.
And one dude came across the middle, and you heard, boom! But it hit him in the chest.
What?
And he literally just hit the ground and started grabbing his chest. And he was like, yeah, we ain't got no insurance out here. Get him out the drill. He's like, get him out the drill. He throwing it too hard. I was like, why you throw the ball so hard? He's like, man, I'm out here trying to show my talents too. I'm like, but don't kill him.
Make it a break, it, fool. Make it a break.
Man, everybody started looking when they heard it whistle.
Yeah, and it was just like when that ball hit Wilcox's head, bro, you can hear everybody go, ooh.
And it was like the first throw. Man. Like,
my thing is, though, it's several people that went ahead of you in this drill.
But
not paying attention. You're not paying attention?
But I guarantee you some of them coaches are going to bring it up. He just dropped his stock a little bit.
But that Gauntlet drill ain't no joke.
No,
though.
It ain't no
like,
joke.
Literally, like, you got to make sure you on point. You got to look one way, look the other. Look one way, look the other.
And then you be drifting.
True.
Like, you got to stay on the line, because if you don't stay on the line, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, he's scared.
Yeah.
But that's what happens. Get hit in the head because you ain't paying attention.
Yeah. I would have been a little nervous, too, if I was a football player at the Citadel, because the Citadel, instead of using regular football rules, they decided to go with XFL rules for their spring game. So if you ain't used the XFL rules, you finna get played like a duck out there with the double pass.
People feeling this XFL rule, it's gonna change. I hope somebody decides to be like, all right, cool, we're gonna start playing like the XFL.
Facts.
I mean, some of these sorry teams might as well start doing it. Just that'll
be a way that they have a leg up on some teams, though.
Yeah,
because they'll be able to create those trick plays, to create those crazy opportunities, to create a way to win.
Yeah,
and I think that's something that some football games need.
True. That
facts
too.
Well, creating ways to win, Jackson State was firmly ahead in this game, and they decided to bring out the bench. My boy, Tommy Lee.
Snacks.
Hey, but don't play Big Snacks for no fool, now. That boy shooting from Steph Curry range. That boy shooting from Young range. Boy, he ice traded gang out that thing when he came out there, boy. That boy put, he put the honey bun roll out there with
the flick of the little wrist.
Bang! That's all you heard, because when he shot it, it was like sniper across the world. Bang! That boy hit. He didn't even play defense on the other side.
He was so happy he wasn't even paying. He like, man, look, I'm finna show out. But you have you noticed though? A lot of these colleges been doing that.
Yeah,
and all of the guys that they pull out have a highlight.
Yeah,
like one guy, everybody was commenting on the. They was like, why this dude ain't been playing? He probably should have been playing on y'all team.
Oh, the reason why he wasn't playing, and that's behind the curtain, is because when he made that shot, there was no defense involved.
Like, he was sitting there pumping the crowd up and turned around and they threw him the ball again and got on defense, got the ball back. He wasn't even paying attention.
Yeah, look, cardio was not in the regiment for Snacks, bro.
With a name like Snacks,
cardio, it ain't a part of it, bro. That's it. You know?
Cardio, calories, like, none of that.
Cardio also. Man, cardio was not used also in that $1,000 shot that Roddy Ricch hit for a fan. So Roddy Ricch was up in the sneaker complex, man, and he was hanging out with, you know, some of his entourage and fellow people, and maybe the owner on the store or whatever. So the guy turns over to Roddy and was like, hey, Roddy, if you hit this shot, I get this guy $1,000 off his shoes. So Roddy, without hesitation, grabs the ball, pause, and shoots, and it goes in. Nothing but net. And the dude, like, fainted. He was like, oh, man. He was like, yeah, bro. Roddy hit it, bro. You get $1,000 off the shoes. So you got, like, a $1,000 spree up in there, man. It was Jordan's galore. It was shoes you could have ever imagined for, man. So Rocket to drop it, bro. Roddy hitting that $1,000 shot, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm Rocket.
I'm pouring up the whole seal.
Definitely, like, one of the favorite artists now. I bet bro was like, yeah, I'm downloading all your songs after this.
Oh, yeah. And I'm finna step in my J's to him. For sure. I think, and Roddy was like, bro, when he said $1,000, bro, you already know. You gotta get these bands out here, bro. So he nothing but net that thing.
Look, it ain't coming out of his pocket either.
Yeah,
I'm definitely finna make this.
Oh, yeah. That boy put the new Fudges on the Jeep. Drop it to the. This man. I ain't gonna even get into it. Hey, but he balling, though. I don't know why Shaq did it, though, bro. I don't know why he did it.
He lost.
Yeah, he lost the bet, bro.
He had no choice.
Yeah. Roddy ain't even shoot no fadeaway. But Shaq Hairline shot the biggest fadeaway of the century because that thing behind his earlobe.
That boy Fat Joe leaned back with that
thing. I never
thought
he had a hairline.
It looked like somebody lined him up with a butter knife.
Or a spoon. That mug so far back.
So somebody just straight put.
Yeah, they said he lost a bet. I don't know what the bet was.
Oh, we don't know. Alleged bet.
He had one of them salutes way back.
Ooh, all the way back.
All the way back. I'm like, ooh.
Oh, my God.
You should have called in sick.
Don't shoot.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be able to do it.
Sick, boy.
All that money you got, you could have got somebody to draw you a closer fade. You should have got the same person LeBron be going to.
Well, I don't know, because LeBron junk kind of melting away now.
LeBron.
You see he doing more and more interviews after the game with that do-rag on.
Have y'all paid attention?
Ain't got no waves.
Have y'all paid attention to that, to the man top of his head? It looked like a goldfish, like, look, painted like, on top of his head.
Like somebody said a joke, like, he got a ball. You got a bald head with a bald spot.
Boy, bloop, 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 bloop.
Like, that's the worst. That's worse than, I don't know.
He got,
like,
the sunroof going on.
Got the, oh my God.
He got the sunroof out.
And my top lid back. What? Lid back. Lid back.
And one of the biggest stories that's been going on with y'all top lid back. Well, somebody ain't forgot to lace up Spike Lee with the new security rules on how to get into the garden. And so he went in through his normal exit. And if y'all know Spike Lee is a huge advocate for the Knicks, man. He's been going to the game since, hell, I've been alive. So he went through the same entrance that he's normally been going through. They checked him. They scanned his ticket. But then they told him, hey, man, you got to go up to the elevator. Well, if y'all don't know about the garden, at the garden, the floor seats are on the fifth floor. So they was like, well, you got to go up this elevator or whatever. And he's like, man, I ain't going up that elevator because I got to scan the tickets. Once you scan a ticket to any sport or an event, that ticket cannot be scanned twice. So he already know that's going to be some jive when he goes up this elevator. So he was just going to go the normal way that he's always been going. So the guy had told him, hey, man, like, if you go this way, then, you know, we're going to have to do all of this or whatever. And Spike Lee definitely wasn't going for it. So Spike Lee got escorted after he did whatever they needed him to do to his seats. Now, them harassing Spike Lee, Rocky the Dropper, harassing an advocate that's been there for you 28 plus years.
Yeah, they trip.
They trip.
A boy gonna lose his jaw. That's what he about to do.
Facts. I don't know what it is about James Dolan, man, and him. Like, remember what he did to the other basketball player that was sitting there? He messed around and had to mack somebody. Because
that? Wasn't that Oakley?
Oakley
wasn't going for it.
When? That man.
They still talking about that. Brad put the hands on. Like, how you going to do a old school player like that?
Yo, facts.
He brought the name to there.
Nah, I hope Spike Lee create a movie about James Dolan.
He's in the movie.
Yo, what are they going to be called?
It's going to be called Brother Should Have Let Me Through the Door.
Jive Turkey.
What? And for y'all who don't know, man, when Spike Lee gets seats, Spike Lee seats ain't cheap. All right. He's spending like at least over $3,000 a seat. Now, if we do all the math for this over the amount of years, you know, you got the $3,000. He buying two of them, though, because he got his wife or whatever. So, and plus pre-sales, as I did the math, that racks up to almost like about $10 million. That's $10 million that he spent out of his own pockets to the Knicks. James Dolan, you are a fool.
And you got this man spending all that money and y'all losing?
What?
Man, you better let that man in and have some popcorn
or
something at the seat.
I'm letting
the
man for free.
Better let him do something.
So James Dolan, bro, if this was the Breakfast Club, you donkey of the day.
Like, what you mean? Charlamagne would accept him.
Oh yeah, definitely donkey of the day. Well, you know, man, we thank y'all for kicking it with us. This has been Off the Rock, but we got a new segment before we leave. It's something new that we about to do. And what we're gonna do is Song of the Week. And for y'all bands, up and coming bands, if y'all want a chance to get y'all song of the week, send it to us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Off the Rock. We review it, add it to our pile of songs that we already got, and
I'm
we'll
sure
choose
lighting it. I'm
the
telling
song
you.
Of the week. But also for song of the week, this segment we don't have a sponsor. So if you need to get your stuff advertised by some of the best in the business, because I write some of the greatest ad reads known to
quick.
Man.
Minute and a half,
yeah.
That's all they need.
Come hang with us, hit us up, we'll talk business, do this business thing, and we'll get y'all on the pod and get you set up. We
sign
got people
on the
everywhere
line.
But so Taz, bro, you've been nominated for Song of the Week.
Bam.
What heat you got for us this
all
week?
Alright, boom, we're gonna knock out the first week with some good music from my boy Mook YBF.
Hey, that's the family
right
there.
Song called That Thing. Shout out to Mook. He put us on the horrible AB video we talked about last
week.
Oh,
yeah, the one that made our ears bleed. He's finally blessing our ears this week.
Yeah, so, you know, it's good to hear some good music now, you know.
Good quality music.
Quality.
No cap.
Quality.
Yeah, you know, where not when you spend the money all over it. You know, if you watched last week, you know.
Yeah, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
If you don't know,
shout out to Mook, man.
Yep, shout out Mook.
All right, man. So this has been a dope pod. We gave y'all a dope pod to step to. Frankie, get on some dope music to step to, man. It's Mook That Thing.
Pull up on your name night. I just wanna pull up on your name night. I just wanna pull up on your name night. I just wanna pull up on your name night. I just wanna pull up on your name night. I just wanna pull up on you late night. I just wanna pull up on you late night. I just wanna pull up on you late night. If you got a leak, then I got great pipe. Do you wrong, but you stay right. How about you leave that little shrimp for a great white? Diving in that water, got me diving in that water when she wet on Michael Phelps. Swear to God, that's what she called me. Better yet, she never called me. But she know where to find me. Pull up at the studio, I'm grinding my business, I'm minding that behind me, my business, she do what I say like I'm Simon, matching MK watches, that's perfect timing, back to my grind,
you know my assignment. Let pull up like a diaper, let it pull up. You used to call me immature, I guess I grew up. And she ain't worried about a nigga, all she do is do her. Got grind, finish school, on the side, do help. I know you see this new growth, now let me slide through that. Want me to ride through what? Okay, I'ma swing through. Cup full of purple, I ain't talking grape juice. I just wanna pull up on you late night. I just wanna pull up on you late night. I just wanna pull up on you late night. I just wanna pull up late night. I just wanna pull up late night. I just wanna pull up on you late night. I just wanna pull up on you late night. I just wanna pull up late night. You know that I ain't playing games with you. You know forever I'm. I had the vocals, then I signed to you. Put her on that Jodeci, then I let her roll the weed. And before I roll out, I hit it before she fall asleep. Now I got her calling me, she want me to pull up. She say, "Mook, where you wet?" I'm in the Skyler, mama, look up. High, fly in the private jet. Let her count my money up, and I ain't even trying to flex. And she putting in that work, she got that Rihanna neck. Curve that I'm trying to rip, I make I just wanna pull up on you late night. I just wanna pull up on you late night. I just wanna pull up on you late night. I just wanna pull up late night. I just wanna pull up late night. I just wanna pull up on you late night. I just wanna pull up.